our pal Jim Gaffigan has a concert coming up at the Intimate United Center, of all places, with Jerry Seinfeld. It's one of the things that I talked to him about one-on-one. We'll hear that conversation next. I love Jim Gaffigan. He's so funny. And through the years, we've developed a nice friendship with him. So we were able to spend a little time with him the other day chatting about some things that he's got coming up. A brand new dramatic role in a new series. His upcoming concert with Jerry Seinfeld at the United Center. Pleasure to welcome back the great Jim Gaffigan.
My favorite morning show. It is my favorite, and not only because I was roommates with Larry Potash.
Yep.
I know the real reason why he broke his arm.
What is that? What's the real reason?
Picking his nose.
Oh.
He picks his nose too much.
Oh. See, he was.
I like to have a lot of headroom.
You do. We can put some special effects above your head, so like some banners or something. When we.
By the way, I'm in a steakhouse. I've made my. I live in a steakhouse.
You're at the Last Ponderosa, aren't you?
Yes.
I wondered where you were. If you're at like stately Gaffigan Manor or something like that, you look like you're in the boardroom of.
It is, I'm here. I'm in the middle. It looks like I'm in the middle of shooting a Coen Brothers movie, right?
Exactly. It sure does. Hey, happy birthday to you. You just celebrated a birthday a few days ago.
I know.
Are you a big birthday celebrator? I don't know if you would, be one of these guys that love birthdays or ignore them.
I'm not a birthday person. I feel the communal pressure, but I did exactly what I wanted to do on my birthday, which is I hung out with my kids and my wife, and then, people are a little bit nicer to you on your birthday. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, people are figuring you're 1 year closer to death. I should be, nicer to this guy.
There is kind of like that. You look at the number, me turning 29. I looked at it and I'm like, I can't believe I'm now going to be close to 30.
Yeah.
But it's all good.
It's a big milestone. It's a big milestone for you. Hey, speaking of your kids, I watched the video of you guys doing the seventh inning stretch at Wrigley Field. And you didn't quite hit the Mike Ditka standard of being off key while you were singing. You had a little Harry Carey enthusiasm, but what I really noticed was you brought your kids up to the booth with you and then completely ignored them the whole time.
Well, I am I'm a comedian and an actor, but I am not a singer, and. Having grown up, and watched so many seventh inning stretches with Harry Carey, I couldn't have passed it up. But it is, I'm not somebody like karaoke, that's not something I do. And so, I just was, the throwing out the pitch and then the seventh inning stretch is all about. Trying to avoid disaster.
Right.
And so I feel like I avoided disaster, which is mission accomplished. But growing up in the Chicagoland area, you can't pass up that opportunity.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And, like when I was a little kid, it was even Harry Carey was doing the White Sox. He was, it was Jack Brickhouse. So it was, the whole kind of Cubs experience. It's like way before lights. You know what I mean? Like I remember having t-shirts that no lights in Wrigley and stuff like that. So it was some of nostalgia, but it was, and also I got an opportunity to bring a bunch of my siblings and their kids to the game. So it was amazing, but it was nerve wracking. It's like, you don't want to throw that first pitch.
Right.
You don't want to like, 50 Cent and, missed the, barn.
Yeah, that's spoken like a true hometown boy. And Jim, of course, grew up in Northwest Indiana and clearly has memories of Harry Carey and Jack Brickhouse and all things Cubs. One of the things that we're looking forward to is Jim coming back this coming November to do a show with one of another of one of the greatest stand-up comedians of all time.
Hey, we've been talking about this tour that you're going to be doing with Jerry Seinfeld, coming to the intimate United Center, coming to this show. This sounds super exciting, and the number one thing that everybody's asking me about this is who opens for who?
Well, you know, this touring with Jerry and going to Chicago is, you know, it's really, I see it as an opportunity for me to help this struggling comedian.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like people don't know who Jerry Seinfeld is. It's, well, you know, we have not figured it out, but even before the pandemic, we had in, you know, I live in New York City and so does Jerry, and we would meet up at this club here in New York called Gotham Comedy Club, and we would do sets, and then we would hang out and obsess talking about comedy. And so we had kind of talked about eventually doing this, and so we picked four different markets, but we have yet to figure out. I mean, Jerry at one point had talked about us singing a song, and I'm like, I'm not doing that. But, you know, with Jerry, you know it'll be a special event. And they added a show, which is very exciting. And so it is, and we're only doing it in Chicago and San Francisco and St. Louis and L.A. So it is going to be a special event. But, like, I know with Jerry, he's, you know, there's going to be, we've got some time to figure out to make it a really special event, so it'll be fun.
It's going to be November 9th and 10th, by the way. Plus, you've got a new special that'll be dropping on Amazon Prime on July 25th called Dark Pale, obviously named after your complexion.
Yes. Well, Dark Pale, you know, I think we've all gone through so much in the past couple of years that I think there's a cynicism and maybe a nihilism that exists among us that didn't exist prior to the past 4 years. And so I think that, or should I say 6 or 8 years, it's just been such, there's just been, we just, the, you know, watching the news for the past 6 years has just been this incredible impact. So, and some of the material is a little darker, and, you know, the opposite of pale is dark. So it's, you know, with each of my specials, I try and not reinvent myself, but, you know, I don't want to repeat myself. So I'm kind of dealing with some maybe darker stuff. But, you know, I toured around with it and, you know, crowds loved it. So I'm excited. And it's going to be on Amazon. You know, the last special was on Netflix. So now I'll have 6 specials on Netflix and 4 on Amazon. So
wow.
It's weird. I never imagined that I would be, you know, doing a 10th special, but I'm thrilled to do it.
That's awesome. And I know also you've got this mini series that's going to be coming up on Max that is called Full Circle. And also you're going to be in a movie that Jerry Seinfeld is directing, sort of about like cereal wars, Kellogg's versus Post, I think. How perfect for you to be involved in a food movie, right?
Yes, right. It's all about the invention of the Pop-Tart. And I play Edsel Kellogg, who's the boss of Jerry Seinfeld. And it's a fictionalized, hopefully very funny take on the creation of the Pop-Tart. So some of it's factual. I mean, Jerry wrote it with a bunch of Seinfeld guys. And so, yeah, we shot it last summer, and that should be coming out this fall. And the Full Circle is this Steven Soderbergh 6-episode miniseries. It's kind of a crime thriller, which is about a kidnapping that goes kind of awry. And I play Zazie Beetz's boss, and I'm not necessarily a great guy, but I think I'm a good guy. But and then Linoleum's on Hulu, so people can also check that out. So
I love watching your acting projects. They're always interesting, always super provocative. When you're in Chicago with Seinfeld, maybe we can get together. Maybe we can get your old roommate, Larry Potash, and Robin, yes. And you know, we can go over to Murphy's Bleachers or something and hang out a little bit together.
Well, we know Robin will be getting drunk if we do that.
Yeah, you know, so. you learn to expect certain things from people. Jim,
no, but that would be fun.
It would be great to see you. Dark Pale, Amazon Prime, July 25th. And we'll put all the information up on the screen. It's always great to catch up with our pal. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you to everyone at WGN Morning Show. I love it's America's number one morning show in my heart.
I love when you start drinking early in the day like this. I appreciate that.